Hello and welcome to Woken Well, the podcast that celebrates life and ourselves. We talk about spirituality, emotional wellness, mindfulness, meditation, and everything in between. I'm your host, Silkina. Thank you so much for tuning in. Another day, another episode. Today we are going to be talking about accepting other people and allowing them to be who they are. Last episode, we spoke about accepting ourselves and allowing ourselves to be who we are in the present moment and accepting where we are to get to where we want to be. Now, this episode, we're going to talk about other people. I love this topic because I do get quite a few questions about this topic, about how to deal with people who have negative energy, how to deal with difficult family members, how to deal if your partner is not, you know, quote unquote, spiritual and you're on the path, and what do I do about this person? This person is messing with my vibe. This person is lowering my vibe. I'm high vibe and I don't know what to do. Okay, so let's talk about it. The most liberating thing that you could ever do is give people the freedom to be who they choose to be. That is quite possibly the best thing that you can do for your emotions and your energy. Because we are not here to change anybody, and we cannot change anybody. If somebody is not showing up in the way that you expect them to, the only thing and the best thing that you can do is to communicate that. If something or someone is hurting you, or the way that they're behaving is hurting you, communicate your feelings to them, but just know that that is all you can do. In my own experience, accepting and allowing other people to be who they are has been the best decision. I realized that at the root of this, of wanting people to act a certain way, wanting people to act the way you expect them to, at the root of this, it's our relationship with control and trust. When we cannot see people for who they are, and we're constantly just waiting for them to act the way we want them to act in our heads, it's because we have a very interesting relationship with control, right? It's because we're trying to control the outcome. We're trying to control how this person should be. But if you keep focusing your energy on the external, you're going to be disappointed for a very long time. It's just not possible to change, tweak, or control other people. You can do that with yourself, with your own energy, and then people can show up differently in your reality. That is 100% possible. But when you focus on the other more than yourself, you're going to be disappointed for lifetimes. Okay? Not just this lifetime, but you're going to be disappointed over and over and over again. Instead, observe how people are showing up in your reality. And I'm not saying that if other people are hurting you or they're showing up in a very disempowering way that that has something to do with you. Not everything is about us, although the trend on TikTok nowadays is the law of assumption, which basically states that everything is about you, and that if somebody is not showing up the way that you want them to show up in your reality, means that there is a part of you that is assuming the worst of that person. So that could be correct to some extent, but the mantra that has gotten me through this is I will not project my expectations onto others. I will not project my expectations onto others. Instead, I will observe, I will see how this person is acting, reacting, and responding in my reality. And when you're around negative people, quote unquote, just work on protecting your energy. Focus on you. We cannot be responsible for other people's energies and beliefs and opinions. Let them be who they are and let them feel however they want to feel. We're not here to play God. We're not here to play gurus. Like, you need to act the way that I act. You need to think the same way that I think. And you need to be the type of person that I want you to be, right? That's just not how it works. Because if we were all the same, that would be really boring. So if you have unsupportive friends, unsupportive family members, that's probably a little bit harder, especially if you cannot remove yourself from your circle of, you know, friends and family. But when you detach yourself from wanting to control the outcome of how people should be, that's when you'll start to feel better about yourself. Because you are not dictating how they should feel, but instead you're focusing on what you can do to make yourself feel better when you're around this person. Of course, if you're in a fragile environment, the best way is to seek support from your close friends and family. And if you can, take yourself out of that. But I'm speaking more towards people who cannot accept other people's behaviors and actions if they are different from our, you know, beliefs and actions and behaviors. It's about people who cannot accept other people's attitudes if it's different to ours. And this need to control and change can be traced back to our relationship with trust. We don't trust this person's journey. Because I don't know what this person is here to learn from other people, from themselves, from me even. And I guess going back to the law of assumption, right? There is some truth in that, in the sense that when someone is not showing up in their highest potential in your reality, you could be curious and ask yourself, what are my repeating thoughts about this person? Do I always say that this person doesn't care about me? This person always says hurtful things to me. They don't respect me. They're jealous of me. They hate me. They're in competition with me. So what are your repeating thoughts about this person? What is something that you keep saying about this person over and over again to yourself and to other people? The second question that you can ask yourself is, what are my assumptions about how this person treats me? If you want somebody to treat you differently and you still talk about how they're treating you poorly and how they always ignore you or they don't care about how you feel or that they're rude to you or that they don't like you, if you keep affirming that, that's the only thing that you're going to keep seeing in your reality. And just remember that anytime you put the blame outside of you externally, that is just your ego in work. And I don't say ego as in it's a bad thing. It's just something to be aware of. So if you keep thinking that this person doesn't like you, this person always talks about you, that's the energy that you're sending to that person. So just remember that your thoughts become your beliefs. Your beliefs become your feelings. Your feelings become your behavior. And how you behave becomes how you take action. So when you're so attached about how a person is, especially if they're disempowering in your reality, if they're not showing up in their own highest timeline, you just need to tell a new story about them. And again, this always comes back to you, because essentially what we're doing is we're rewiring the way that we believe people deserve to show up for us. And this doesn't mean that people don't have their own baggage, right? That people don't have their own perceptions and beliefs and their own trauma. But it's really important to continue to focus on yourself, do your inner work, and do not expect other people to be on the same path, on the same journey, on the same frequency as you. Not everybody is going to be on that same, you know, frequency as you. Of course, you can find your group of people that think the same way or feel the same way, or I guess on the same path, right? Especially if you're on the spiritual path. But in this episode, I just wanted to remind you that you don't need to change anybody in your life. You just need to accept people the way they are. Everyone is on their own unique journeys. And another important thing to understand is that not everybody came in this lifetime to heal. I know that's really hard to hear. And I used to think that the spiritual path was for everybody. But and not to say that if you're on the healing path that it's, you know, something so great and you're superior. It's absolutely not like that. But I used to think that everybody should be on the spiritual path because why wouldn't you want to meet your soul? Why wouldn't you want to connect with your guides? And why wouldn't you want to connect with your higher self? Like I used to have all these thoughts and I was like, oh God, that just came from my ego. Because in order for you to be on this path, you are expected to meet the worst and the best part of you. And not everybody is ready to see both of that. Right? Some people are not ready to see the deepest and darkest side of them. And similarly, not everybody is ready to see the best part of themselves. And that could be for various reasons. That could be because of their own trauma, their own conditioning. And when I say trauma, it's, you know, little T and big T trauma. Not everybody is meant to be on that spiritual path. Some people really are very analytical and very logical, and they came here to activate that part of their brain. And I believe that we came here on Earth to experience whatever we came here to experience, to meet ourselves. And however that people choose to do that is up to them. Right? I'm not here to tell them how they should live their lives. I'm not here to tell them the opinions that they need to have. And I am friends with people who have completely different beliefs and opinions to myself. A lot of people in my family don't think the way that I think, and I don't judge them for that, you know, because I know and I believe that their souls know better than me. If you have a lot of anger towards this, I would say find healthy ways to express your anger. What I mean by this is if you are angry at somebody because they're not doing something that you expect them to do, or they just constantly let you down and it's hurting you. Like I said, the first step is communicating, but that's all you can do. And if this person keeps doing the same thing, then it's time for you to look at them for how they're showing up in the present moment and not look at the potential of who they could be. Because sometimes, and I guess I'm speaking more towards relationships, and this can be romantic or friendships, but if you keep looking at the potential of what people could be, you're missing the whole point. And I know that sometimes it comes from really good intentions, right? But this person could be so much. Like this person could have so much if he or she was, or they could just be this way, would just listen to me. Like, I know better, I know best. And I've been in that mindset before. But again, if you constantly look at the external and try to change the external, you're always going to be disappointed. And even taking responsibility for the way that people are showing up in your reality is not blaming yourself at all. It's not your fault. It actually becomes like a fun game because you realize that you hold the power. All you have to do is just focus on you, and then people conform to your energy. It's universal law. You know, it's like the law of gravity. Like it just is. Like when you focus on yourself, you attract people that are gravitated to that version of you. And when you have people that are in your life, especially when it comes to like romantic relationships, that are not treating you the way that you feel that you deserve to be treated, then it's just about why you're allowing that person in your life. It's a little different if it's, you know, family members. But even then, like I said, if you're in a very like mentally draining and exhausting situation, whenever you can, you should remove yourself from that. But you know, not everybody has that privilege. And I completely understand that. So just keep working on you and trusting the universe or God. I like to say God because when we say the universe, we're basically just talking about God's creation, and trusting the other person and what they need to learn in this lifetime. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something from this episode. And if you would like to follow me on Instagram, I am Silkina. That's my Instagram, @IamSilkina. I'm also on Insight Timer if you would like to meditate with me. There are some very exciting stuff coming, which I can't really talk about now, but I will. So keep tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Love you.